I was talking earlier about Pullman porters because, number one, I have a great love of Pullman porters. And I forgot to tie off a piece because one of the pieces that needs to be tied off is the Montgomery bus boycott. E.D. Nixon, the Pullman porter, bonded Rosa Parks out. But E.D. had a run to Chicago, in fact. And he was the one that said, ask the new minister to speak, which is how we got the Montgomery thing. I used to live in Cincinnati, Ohio. And Cincinnati, Ohio has a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful... It has a beautiful terminal, which is now, you know, the history part. And it said, Gateway to the South, right? And just in case you don't know Cincinnati, the terminal is beautiful, which is why they didn't turn it down. Every year, my mother and my sister and I would go down to visit my grandmother. Now, my mother was a school teacher, and I'm 58, so you can subtract that. My mother was a school teacher at the time when school teachers were only being paid 9 months out of the year. And for 3 months out of the year, they had to find something else to do. Now, Mommy went to work on the playground, which means that she would, you know, walk over and watch the kids swim and things of that nature. Mommy was only making $100 a month. So you don't have to be smart to know that that's not much money. Train fare to Knoxville, Tennessee, well, for an adult was $10.50, and for children, $5.25 apiece. So you can see, if Mommy didn't have to go on the train, she would have saved $10, which would give her enough money to give us the money to buy a Coke or buy a ham sandwich or whatever it is that we do. Somebody's going to say, oh, Nikki, okay, you're saying the Pullman porters looked out for you, which they did. But maybe your mother gave them $10. Maybe she did. That's not something I know. Mommy's still with me. It's not something I've asked her. I do know this. Nobody is going to go down behind $10. If something was going to happen, $10 is not going to make a difference. Those men, those Pullman porters, looked out for us because they were good men. I mentioned earlier, I have a certain fondness for black people, and I have a deep love for loud black people. You see a loud Negro? No, a loud Negro is wonderful. It's true. And you might say, well, Nikki, what's this with a loud Negro? A loud Negro is a sign. Leave me alone. It works every time. And you get a Negro got his voice up, something like that. You know, you've seen him on the corner. Ah, nothing's that funny. So you know they're saying, I'm having a hard day, leave me alone. But the Pullman porters, my sister and I would be sitting on the train that pulls out of Cincinnati, goes right into Newport, as you know. And the Pullman porter would come back through, how y'all doing? Well, you know, we're looking like, okay, but he just asked us that. And we realized finally, I realized as an adult, he wasn't asking us how we were doing. He was saying to everybody that got on the train, leave those girls alone. I have a great love of the Pullman porters because everything that's ever happened in black American history, it happened with the Pullman porters. But this is a poem in praise of black men, because I think one of the difficult things to be right now in America is a black man. Everybody just sort of like on their case for one reason or another. And I got to say this, and I'm sorry because I'm like, ugh, she natters. But I do, but I just want to say this. I think one of the really stupid ideas to come into the 21st century is prison. I think prison wasn't a good idea in the 20th century, wasn't a good idea in the 18th century, but it's ridiculous now. So somebody's going to say, well, Nikki, what are we going to do with these people that commit these crimes? I don't know. I'm just a poet. I don't have to know. But I do know this. What I know is not a good idea. I don't have to pretend it's okay because I don't have another solution. I know we can do better. I know that whatever it is, I know prison is a bad idea because people build prisons and they build these big buildings way out in the middle of nowhere with all of these gates and they put people in them and they're supposed to what? Come back 20 years from now sane? I don't think so. I don't see how anybody can go to bed, sleep well, thinking, oh yeah, everybody that's bad is in prison. Half the people that are bad are in Washington, D.C. and the rest of them work for Enron. No, it makes you crazy. And I'm not against roads, and I don't want you to think that I'm against roads because I know we need roads to go from point A to point B, but you do get kind of sick of hearing about roads because one of the most logical ways of moving people from point A to point B would have been a rail, and now we should be into monorails, but nobody wanted to deal with the railroads because everybody was afraid they'd end up sitting next to what, me? And so we destroyed the railroads. That's true. It was just segregation that ruined the railroad system. It's Plessy versus Ferguson. If Plessy would have won, it would have been so different. And we would all be sitting together someplace, riding back and forth, talking to each other. How are you? I'm fine. How are you? I'm prejudiced usually, but not today. Okay, that's fine. And you go on. We could do better. I know that the people in prison, I don't know what they did. I have a friend in prison. I wrote this poem for him. I don't know what he did. His name is Daryl Lamont Bailey. I don't know what Daryl did, but Daryl is in Marion, Illinois, so I know what he did was unattractive. He didn't just write a bad check. You understand what I'm saying? You have to admit these things. I'm sure it was something really ugly that I don't want to hear about, and I don't, because that's not my business. But I do know this. Whatever he did, 20 years, 30 years, is too long to lock anybody up. And I know we have all of these roads, and we have all of these prisons, we have all of these people that we've disconnected from life. And so if I could do one thing on earth, the first thing I would do is the Clean Water Project, because everybody needs clean water. And if I could get the Clean Water Project taken care of, which I know I can't, the next thing I would do is everybody in prison would be restored their right to vote, because they are still citizens, and we still have to keep them connected. Everybody's afraid. Say, well, Nikki, if the prisoners vote, they'll probably vote themselves out. They'll probably say what they did isn't a crime. But if it's not a crime when Enron steals millions of dollars, it cannot be a crime when some poor person steals thousands or hundreds. So I just wanted to mention that. But this is a poem called Train Rides in praise of black men, because I think it's a fantastic thing. I like black men. They do wonderful things. They've actually saved the NBA. I know this may be smart. No, but you remember the NBA? They used to wear those little dumb shorts. Remember Bob Cousy then? Nobody wanted to look like that. And they had those shoes with the little low cut like Keds. And they played the game like... Nobody wanted to go see basketball game. It took Dr. J that started half court, said, I believe I can fly, and put it in there. It took the B-boys in the ghetto with those baggy pants, and they look so good in the baggy pants, everybody's like, I want baggy pants. The NBA makes half his money from the fact that all of us want to wear Allen Iverson's number. That's the truth. So give them a break. If black men had the money that people steal from them, they would be rich and they could take care of us, and they wouldn't have to do some of the other things that they do. I just thought I'd mention that. This is a poem.